The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan Lipschitz, as always, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us all these amazing insights into what's going on in the Jewish community, the Jewish world in Europe. You're going to talk to us today about 70 years of liberation from the Nazi conquest.
75th.
That's a lot, yes.
And actually, there's a lot of activities being organized this year. One of them is just happening next week in Israel. There's a very high-profile meeting of heads of state. And there's the traditional annual commemoration at Auschwitz. Now, also around the commemoration, a lot of memoirs and books are coming out by witnesses. And that's because the importance of those testimonies rises in the eyes of the public and also the contributors as the years go by, because each year there are fewer and fewer witnesses, be it saviors, perpetrators, or survivors, that can tell the story. And one of those stories I had the privilege of listening, of hearing from the actual protagonist's mouth, a 97-year-old resistance fighter called Selma van der Peere, and she fought in the Dutch resistance for 2 years as a courier, a forger, a spy. And the thing about her is that she was Jewish, but for her own safety, of course, no one knew that in the resistance. They forged her a new identity, and she went on to do that work because without anyone knowing, because it was just that much more dangerous to her if anybody knew. She would not be put in a concentration camp. She would be sent, either put against the wall and shot summarily, or sent to an extermination camp. And that's why she told an incredulous audience that she was relieved to arrive in Camp Vught in the southern Netherlands in 1944. Now, Camp Vught here in the Netherlands is by far the most gruesome and the most notorious concentration camp. Just to give you an idea, in 1944, the commander of that camp, Adam Grunewald, he squeezed 74 women into a room, a cell, that was nine square meters. And he kept them there for 14 hours in the dead of summer. And 10 women just died of exhaustion, squeezed like sardines in that cell. And it was a major atrocity here in Dutch terms. It was still known as the bunker atrocity. So everyone's arriving at this camp, and they're holding each other for encouragement, all these resistance fighters, because they know they're entering hell. But Selma van der Peere actually says she's relieved to come, because that means that her cover story, her identity, held up during the processing in prison in Amsterdam. So she's moving into the Aryan part of Camp Vught, at least. And that's a straw. That's something to cling onto. That's another day to stay alive. And so that's why it was so incredible for a Dutch audience to hear this resistance fighter says, "Oh yeah, I was very relieved to come into Vught camp."
Wow, what an incredible story, Kanan. While we've got you, apparently the Polish president is not going to make it to the ceremonies in Israel. Is that correct?
Right. President Andrzej Duda has decided not to come to the high-level meeting organized by Israel's president, Rubi Rivlin, at Yad Vashem. And that's a residue of the blow-up that occurred in relations in last year when the Poles passed a law saying it's illegal to blame them of complicity in Nazi crimes. And while that is happening, you know, that was a big item, and it had ramifications for Polish-Israeli relations, as we saw now, the boycotting, the most important meeting about the Holocaust that Israel has convened in.
We will catch you next week, but thank you so much.